能的上帝。
Our God is gracious, is compassionate, and is powerful.
在很多的时候，我们知道是一回事，但是我们真实的能够能不能体会到上帝是这样一个心意的时候，可能是另外一回事。
So we understand it, we know about the topic, but yet do we truly know the heart of the Lord?
今天我们就来查考一下，民数记的三十五章，看看上帝要怎么样向我们说话。
So today we will look at Numbers chapter 35, and we will see what God wants to speak to us.
看看上帝，是怎么样来反映他对我们的心意。
We will see how God reflects to us, His thoughts and His mind.
我们在前面是讲，前面是讲到的三十五章。
Earlier we talked about chapter 35.
我们今天是讲到第三十五章。
But today we will be studying chapter 35.
这是我们民数记讲的最后一场道。
And this will be the last sermon on Numbers, on the book of Numbers.
大家算算，我已经在这里已经讲了一年的民数记了。
I have spoken on the book of Numbers for the past year.
所以在这个民数记当中，给我们有很多的看见，很多属灵的一个教训，让我们能够得到。
So this book gives us a lot of insights, giving us a lot of teachings.
我们只是略略的讲了一下。
We've only spoken about it briefly.
神的道，神的教训是很丰富的。
God's teachings are very full, very abundant, rich.
我们在三十四章的时候讲到，神给以色列人画了四个边境。四条的边境。
Earlier in chapter 34, we saw that God gave the Israelites boundaries, four boundaries around the land He gave them.
这就是神给以色列的画的一个迦南美地，应许之地。
This is a map of the place that God gave the Israelites, the land, the promised land, the land of Canaan.
刚才经文告诉我们，神吩咐摩西，将他们的那个地里边的城市分出48座城市给利未人住。
Earlier we read that God said to Moses, God commanded Moses to give to the Levites 48 towns within that land.
我们看到这个地图花五颜六色，就是表示这十二支派已经分了他们该分的地。
So we can see this map is very colorful. We can see that the 12 tribes have been given land within this area.
就从这个地里边出一些城市来用作给利未人，让他们有居住，让他们养儿育女，他们也有牲畜，也有吃肉，他们所以要分一些地给他们。
So within this land, the Levites would be given places to live, to dwell in, and for their animals, their livestock, to graze on.
分给利未人的这个城市，就有点像我们的有点像我们的 single house. 我们这个 single house 里边有前鸭跟后鸭。
So these towns given to the Levites are like our houses. We have a front yard, we have a backyard.
然后，那么是。这个经文告诉我们，这个从城市的城角开始一直算一千肘那个地方。
And the scripture tells us that the town is gets is the area surrounding the towns extends for 1,000 cubits from the town wall.
但是向东两千肘，向西两千肘，然后南北也两千肘。
It would be extending 2,000 cubits on the east, 2,000 cubits on the west, and 2,000 cubits each on the south and on the north.
怎么量这个城市？刚才我们看到有学者有不同的解释，这里最起码都有三种这个量法。
So how exactly do you measure these towns, these places? We can see from this diagram that scholars have different explanations, and there are three types of explanations here.
不管怎么说，不管怎么哪种方法才是正确的，但是重点是上帝要分一些的城市，还有一些城郊的一些地方给利未人住。
So regardless of the layout, the key is that God wanted to give the Levites towns and pasture lands.
这个两千肘就相当于五百迈。
2,000 cubits would be equivalent to about 500 yards.
其实在现在来说，这个城市不觉得很大，但是在将来，这个城，在古代的时候，这个城市已经不小了。
So, in today's standards, the towns would not be considered large towns, but in those days, the size was rather reasonable, rather large.
在民书记十八章的时候说过，利未人是不应该得到一个产业的。
In the book, in Numbers chapter 18, it said that the Levites would not inherit any land.
他们是不分地的。
They would not have any property.
这个地址分给十个支派。
The property would be divided among the 12 tribes.
但是这个神在这个经文里告诉那些以色列人说要吩咐给他们一些的城市。
But here God commanded that the land would be distributed among the Levites to give them some place to dwell on.
那你看到利未人名义上他什么东西都没有，但是实际上神又会给他一些他们要用的。
So nominally in name, the Levites seemingly had nothing, but yet God had given them, God had provided them places to live in.
这些城市他们没有产权，但是他可以有居住权。
So they did not have the right to property, yet they had the right of residence.
可以享用耶和华享用耶和华的产业。
They could enjoy the inheritance that God had provided.
包括他们的一些献上的一些的祭物啊，像牛羊啊，这些利未人都是可以享用的。
And also they could also enjoy cattle and livestock and sheep.
这也是告诉我们全职服侍神的人，似乎什么东西都没有。
So.For those of us who serve God full time, seemingly we don't have much. We don't have anything, actually.
但是却是都是有的。
But actually, we do have.
保罗有这么一句话说过：似乎一无所有，但是却是样样都有。
Paul said, "Nothing, having nothing, yet possessing everything."
这个四十八座城市不是个小的数目。
So being given 48 towns, that was not a small number.
我们看到除了犹大支派以外，他所分到的土地都是超过其他所有支派的。
Except for the tribe of Judah, the property given to the Levites was actually larger than all the other tribes.
也就是告诉我们，上帝不但他是给我们有足够用的，而且丰丰富富。
So that tells us that whatever God gives us is not only enough, but very abundant.
上帝会为我们这些全职服侍的人，会为我们着想，也会预备我们的需要。
God is considerate of those who serve Him full time, and He would provide and provide for the needs.
这个利未人就相当于我们全职出来服侍的，我跟周牧师了。
So the Levites would be equivalent to those who serve God full-time, such as myself and Pastor Chu.
但是神要告诉我们的不仅仅是如此，他是与给一切所有属他子民的人。
So God says not only to the people serving full-time, but to all the people.
上帝对全职服侍的人是这样，对全以色列民族都是这样的。
So God provided not only for the Levites, but also to all the Israelites.
对不信的人也是一样的。
And also to the non-believers.
上帝说，神下雨给不信的人，也阳光也照不信的人，也给信的人也照不信的人。
God says He provides the rain and sunshine to all who believe, as well as all who do not believe.
在这个四十八座的城市当中。神说你要分出六个城市来 给那些人 做一个逃城。
God said among the 48 towns, select 6 towns as cities of refuge.
什么是逃城？
What does city of refuge mean?
逃城就是避难所或者是叫殊荣所这个意思。
City of refuge means a refuge or a shelter.
就是说经常美国说政治庇护也就是有这个意思的在当中。
So in the US we would talk about asylum, and that's exactly what that means.
这个逃城的作用是什么呢？
What is the purpose of the city of refuge?
逃城的作用就是让那些误杀人的人可以逃到里边，可以在里边成为一个庇护所。
The cities of refuge are for those who have killed someone unintentionally, accidentally, and they may escape to or flee to those cities of refuge.
免得那些报血仇受害的人来追杀他们。
To prevent the avengers of blood to go after them, to pursue them.
我们从这个图上我们看到这个逃城有六座。
From this map, we can see that there are six cities of refuge.
也平均分在这个约旦河的东西各有三座城市。
Equally distributed among areas to the west and to the east of the Jordan.
这可以怎么样呢？可以让这些这些人可以以最快的速度能够跑到逃城里边去，受到庇护。
So that the accused could very quickly escape to and flee to these cities to find protection.
他们是要等候等待审判的。
They would need to wait to stand trial and to be judged.
只有误杀的人可以逃到里边去受保护。
Only the wrongfully accused could escape to these cities.
而谋杀的人、故意杀人的人要会受到该有的一个死刑的处罚。
But those who committed crimes intentionally, the murderers would be put to death and they would accept their punishment.
哪些是故意杀人的？哪些是谋杀的呢？
Who would be the people who are intentionally kill or murder?
就是他们怀着凶器，拿着石头，怀着恨，怀着仇恨，把人打死的。
Those who harbored hatred, who had malice of aforethought, who carried weapons, those are the intentional killers.
但是没有存心，不小心，不知道的情况下，使人致死的话，那个叫误杀。
Those without enmity, those without the intention to kill, would be the wrongfully accused or the fugitives.
这也是常常会发生的事情。
And this occurred quite often, actually.
你看在路边的时候，很可能会发生一些车祸，一些的不小心的东西砸到人，这样发生命案的。
We can see that this happens in daily life. Let's say we may have car accidents, or people may be involved in some sort of accidents.
神要为他们伸冤，要保护他们。
God will protect them and vindicate them.
误杀的人是有错，对吗？
The wrongfully accused, those who kill unintentionally, I'm sorry. 你听说
误杀的人是有错。
Oh.Those who kill unintentionally are still at fault.
他们需要付出代价，会失去部分的自由。
They still need to pay the price and lose some of their freedom.
他们不能离开逃城。
They could not leave the city of refuge.
逃城里边是安全的，逃城以外，他们寻求他的人就仍然可以报复的。
There was safety within the city of refuge, yet outside of the city of refuge, outside the limits, they could still be pursued by the avengers.
直到那一届的大祭司去世了，他们就可以获得自由了。
Until the death of the high priest, would they be able to leave the city and would be free once again?
如果这个大祭司命长，那他们就可能要终身在逃城里边。
If the high priest was to live a long life, then they could have stayed in the city of refuge for a long time or for the rest of their lives.
误杀的人有错，这是他们受到一定的自由的限制，这是理所当然的。
The accused would have to pay the price and they would lose their freedom, and that was appropriate.
神也是公正严明的。
God is just and firm.
他们不允许有贿赂，有一些的不公义的事情发生。
God would not allow bribery or any injustice.
必须有足够的证据，还有足够的证人，才可以判一个人故意杀人。
There must have been full evidence and witnesses in order to convict someone of murder.
那些被判为是误杀的。他们这些人也不可以提前用钱把自己埋出来，早点离开那个城市。
The wrongfully accused could not pay a ransom or pay any money to allow themselves to leave the city of refuge any earlier.
逃城的制度是反映了神是是非分明的神。
This system of the city of refuge reflects that God cares about the distinction between right and wrong.
他不以无罪为有罪，也不以有罪为无罪。
He does not see the innocent as sinful. He does not see the guilty as innocent.
他们神不纵容，也不枉法。
God does not condone. God does not abuse the law.
神是公义的，但是神也不会责罚过重。
God is righteous. God is righteous. Yet God does not. I'm sorry.
不会惩罚过。
But He would not overpunish people.
他给人有空间，给人有机会，也给人有生路。
He gives people. He leaves room for people. He gives people a way out.
当祭司去世了以后。他们就可以重新回到社会当中，重新来过。
After the death of the high priest, the accused could once again re-enter the society and they would live life normally.
人可能会有无心的过犯、过错。
People may make mistakes unintentionally.
但是神有同情、有怜悯，为弱势的人伸张他们的冤情。
But God has compassion, God has empathy, and God upholds those who need vindication.
任何人都可以逃到逃城里边去。
Anyone could flee to the city of refuge.
无论你是以色列人也好，外邦人也好，聚居的人也好，不同的种族，当他们受到冤枉，被误解的时候，他们都可以跑到逃城里边来躲避。
Whether they were Israelites or Gentiles or foreigners, regardless of race, as long as they were wrongfully accused, they could flee to the cities of refuge.
好的，我们来总结一下。
Let us conclude.
神给利未人分了城市，也设立的这个逃城的制度。你在当中看到了什么？
God gave the Levites towns and established cities of refuge. From this, What do you see? What have you observed?
神是慷慨大方的，他知道你的需要，他也为你着想。
God is generous. He knows your needs and he provides. He is considerate of your needs.
神是乐意赐福给我们的。
God gladly blesses us.
神是是非分明的神。
God makes a clear distinction between right and wrong.
神是讲道理的。
God is reasonable.
他跟你讲道理。
He reasons with you.
他听你说话。
He listens to you.
你可以在他面前申诉。
You can appeal to him.
神既是公义，也不失去人间的温情。
God is righteous, yet he does not lack warmth.
他知道我们的难处。
He knows our difficulties.
同情体谅我们。
He is compassionate and he knows us.
我们从这当中看到，你的神是这样的上帝吗？在你的生命当中，你认为神就是这样的上帝吗
？So in your lives, do you see God as this kind of God?
你的神对你是慷慨大方的吗
？Is your God generous?
听你讲道理，也知道你的难处，也知道同情你的吗
？Does he reasons with you? Does he empathize with you?
那很多的时候，我们在你的一些人的身上，你没有看到神就是这样的一位神。
But a lot of times in our lives, we don't see such God in us.
为什么这么说呢
？Why do we say that?
因为当你来到教会神的家的时候，你看到他，你很紧张。
When you come to church, you feel nervous.
你也很怕神，你也很怕人问你跟神的关系。
You're afraid that people would ask you about your relationship with God.
不像你讲你的儿子怎么样怎么样，你的老公怎么样怎么样。
It isn't like you would talk about your son is this or that, or your husband is this or that.
你的老公今天起得很晚，又不煮早餐，我就训了他一顿。
You might say, oh, my husband woke up this morning, he got up really late, and he didn't make breakfast this morning, so I scolded him.
但你没有说，你不会说我的上帝怎么样怎么样。
But you wouldn't say, my God is such and such.
那在我们的心灵里面，他不是我的一个家庭成员。
Because in my heart, he is not a family member.
你的上帝很见外。
You're seemingly foreign to God.
什么叫见外？
What is that? What does seemingly foreign or foreign means?
就是当你的朋友邀请你到他家做客的时候。
Let's say your friend invites you to his or her house as a guest.
你在门口脱下你的鞋子，你不知道将你的鞋子摆在那个地方，哪个地方好。
When you get to the door, you take off your shoes, but you're not sure where to put your shoes.
这个地方也不对，那个地方也不对。
This place is probably not right. That place is probably not good.
不像你回到你自己的家，你工作了一天，你两脚一伸，动动两伸。
It's unlike if you go back to your home after a long day's work. You just stretch your legs. You just kick off your shoes.
你的鞋该到哪里去就到哪里去。
And you leave your shoes wherever they happen to land.
这个叫不见外。
That is not feeling foreign.
你可能在神的面前感觉到无地自容。
When you come to God, you may feel out of place.
你感觉到你怕你自己讲的话太多，又怕你讲的话太少。
You worry that you talk too much or you talk too little.
太多感觉你好像是太冒失，太少呢又感觉自己好像什么都好像什么东西都不知道。
If you talk too much, you worry that you might appear too bold, too presumptuous. But if you talk too little, you would worry that you might appear too ignorant.
因为你害怕，你怕，你知道神就在旁边，你担心他不高兴。
Because you're afraid, you know that God is right next to you. You're afraid that you would displease Him.
崇拜结束了，哦，终于自由了，阿门，阿门，唱完了。
So let's say the worship has ended.You sing doxology and you say amen, amen.
哦，我就放松了，可以喘一口气，不用刚才像做绵羊一样坐在那个地方了。
And then now you can relax, you can take a breath, unlike early you were acting like a lamb.
到餐厅吃一顿，大声地说，哎，老板，给我来两笼叉烧包。
And you would go to a restaurant and you would say, hey, maitre d', give me two orders of the barbecue pork buns.
这是不是我们的状态呢？
Is that our situation?
我们的上帝并不像是我们的父亲，我们的上帝倒像一个非常严酷的一个法官。
Seemingly God is not our father in heaven. He is more like a harsh judge.
好像他拿着本子，每时每刻都在记载我们的一举一动。
As if he had a notebook recording our every move and every thought.
你哪个地方说错了？你哪个地方你打哪个地方做错了，他随时准备的责罚你。
Where you may have said something wrong, you may have done something wrong, as if he was ready to punish you.
又好像是保罗说，你好像是在一个的仍然在一个的管家的管束之下，你没有得着儿子的名分一样。
As Paul had said,We were still under the trustees, subject to the guardians and trustees, not yet have received the adoption to sonship.
我们与神的距离很远，我们与神的关系很见外，我们没有摸着神的心。
We are very distant from God. We feel foreign toward God. We have not.
没有摸着。
We have not grasped.God's heart.
浪子回头的故事大家都很熟悉。
We're very familiar with the story of the prodigal son.
小孩子老父亲还没有死。
The father has not yet died.
他就急着向他的老父亲分了家产，到很远的地方去放荡，去浪费父亲的家产。
Yet the younger son, took his share of the inheritance and went off to a distant country and squandered his wealth and living wildly.
他失去了一切，要最终要到给人家放猪，以至于他都没有东西吃，要跟猪抢食的地步。
To the point where he was feeding pigs for others and he was competing for food of the pigs, the pots.
他突然有一天醒悟过来，哎，我爸爸对我是很好的。
And one day he came to his senses thinking, my father was very good to me.
他就回到爸爸的身边。
And he came back to his father.
爸爸就动了慈心，就跑过去，又抱着他，又亲又抱。
The father was touched and he ran to his son and embraced him and kissed him.
给他穿上袍子，给他穿上鞋子，给他戴上戒指。
Putting on him a rope, put a ring on his finger, and put sandals on his feet.
将家里边的那个大肥牛牵过来宰了来庆祝。
And ordered that the fattened calf be slaughtered to celebrate.
他说这是我失而复得的儿子。
He said, my son was lost, but is now found.
他的哥哥在地里回来，看到这样的情况就很生气。
His older brother came home from the field, and when he saw this, he was very angry.
他跟爸爸说，我服侍你，我从来不违背你的命令。我从来没有看到你给我宰一只小小的羔羊，跟我的朋友一起来庆祝，高兴一下。
He said to his father, all these years I've been slaving for you. I've never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends.
但是你这个小儿子与他的娼妇侵吞了你所有的家产。
Yet this son of yours went off and squandered all your wealth with the prostitutes.
你倒给他宰一只大肥牛。
But you slaughtered a fattened calf for him.
他的爸爸怎么跟他说?
And what did the father say to him?
他说儿子啊。
He said, son,
你跟我一起常在, 我的东西也就是你的东西。
You are always with me. Everything that I have is yours.
这个儿子是死而复生, 失而复得的儿子。
But this son was dead and now he is alive again.
那理应感到开心高兴才对。
We had to celebrate and be glad.
我们常常留意到了这位老父亲他的慈爱被他的慈爱所感动。
We are often touched by the love of this father.
我们却没有留意到这两个儿子的心究竟是怎么样的心。
Yet we often don't pay attention to the hearts of these two sons.
可能这个儿子才是这个故事的真正主角。
So perhaps this older brother is the main character of the story.
这个儿子住在这个大儿子住在父亲的身边，他的距离很近，但是他心却很遥远。
This older brother is very close to the father in person, yet his heart is very distant from the father.
小儿子在遥远的地方，但是他的心跟他的爸爸很近。
The younger son was far from his father in person, yet his heart was close to his father.
小儿子的心很软。但是大儿子的心硬。
The younger son was soft-hearted. The older brother was hard-hearted.
小儿子说：“我得罪了天，也得罪了你。我从此我不配你做你的儿子，你就请我做一个雇工吧。”
The younger son said to his father, "I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me one of your hired servants."
大儿子说：“我觉得我很好，但是你看看你的小儿子，看看他的，他跟你的，跟他的那个娼妇，把所有东西都侵吞了。”
The older son said, "I have been doing well. Look at this son of yours. He squandered your wealth with prostitutes."
有个广东话说，有句话叫“赖仔赖生干”。
In Cantonese, there's a saying, it says, the youngest son drags or pulls your heart.
就是小儿子呢，跟我比较贴心，他比较知道我在想什么，他知道我要什么，想什么。
And so that entails the younger son knows my heart, he is sensitive to my heart, he knows what I'm thinking, what I need, what I want.
小儿子似乎比较贪父母的心。
Younger sons seemingly know their parents' heart better.
心软的人，柔和的人，他比较能够摸着人的心。
People who are soft-hearted or tender-hearted are able to grasp others and understand others' hearts.
我们看到小儿子比 大儿子更能够懂得父懂得父亲的心。
We can see that the younger son was more perceptive, more attentive to the father's heart.
一样的父亲，父亲一样的爱，但是两个儿子感觉是不一样的。
The father gave the same love to the sons, yet their attitude toward their father, were different.
小儿子是比较敏感，能够感知，能够摸到他爸爸的心。
The younger son was more sensitive, more tender-hearted, and was able to understand and know his father's heart.
大儿子对爱没有那么的感知，他说，爸爸说，这个我的就是你的，这就是最大的爱了。
The older brother was not as perceptive. When the father said, "Everything that I have is yours," he was not sensitive or perceptive of that.
注意，这是一个预道，不是真实场景的一个对号入座。
This is only a figurative way of speaking. It's not a realistic way of describing or doing things.
上帝说，你要将你的实心变成肉心。
God says he wants to make your heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
如果我们的心是硬的，不柔软，不谦卑，我们见不了上帝。
If our heart is hardened, not humble, not soft, then we cannot see God.
我们在这个世界上练就了一个铜墙铁壁。
We have trained ourselves to have a heart of the iron wall.
谁欺负我，我就打回去。
Whoever bullies me, I'll fight back.
谁夺我的，我就抢回来。
Who steals from me, I'll get it back.
这个世界练就了我要一定要成为一个强者，我绝不示弱。
The world has trained me to be a strong person. I would not show my weaknesses.
世界的文化造就了一个的这样的一个态度。
The culture of the world creates this type of attitude.
以致我们在神的面前也不敢示弱。
To the point where when we come before God, we do not show our weaknesses.
我们不相信神会怜悯我，我们也不相信神会给我吃免费的午餐。
We don't believe that God would have mercy on us. We don't believe that God would give us a free lunch.
我们没有办法接受，我们不做任何的事情，神会怜悯我。
And we can't accept that if we don't have to do anything.Yet God would still have mercy on me.
我们以至于很多人也是看我们这样的信仰。
And people see our faith as such.
怎么可能你的神一信就得到了？
How could it be that you just believe and you can receive?
别的信仰都要拿一些见面礼来，你做得好一点，来有一个的成绩单到神的面前来。
In other religions, you need to bring gifts. You need to do something to prove yourself to reach God.
我们来到神的面前，可能是因为神是强者。
When we come before God, is it because God is the strong one?
如果不是这样，我怎么样呢？
If not, what can I do?
但是神将他的在十字架上的这样一个的举动，让我们看到神是有柔软的神。
But on the cross, God showed us that He is a God of tenderness.
耶稣基督说，我不以我为神为抢夺的。
Jesus said, I do not consider equality with God as something to be used to my own advantage.
你对我冷漠，我没有处罚你。
You're cold toward me, I don't punish you.
你不信我，我没有责骂你。
You don't trust me, I don't rebuke you.
你对信仰固执，神说我没有让你故意遭灾。
You're stubborn toward your faith. God says, I do not make you suffer.
你去向别人传福音的时候，别人都讥笑耶稣。
When people are evangelized, they mock Jesus.
就好像是几千年前他们向耶稣吐口水一样。
Like thousands of years ago, they spit on Jesus.
耶稣基督始终都保持着沉默。
But Jesus remained silent.
他要以他的爱来得着我们的心。
He wanted to reach our hearts with his love.
不是用他的强大来征服我们的心。
He does not conquer our hearts with his greatness.
耶稣基督说，我用我的铁钉来向你展现什么才是真正爱的力量。
Jesus said, I will show you the nails on my hands to show the power of love.
我们来到神的面前，并不是因为神太厉害了。
We come before God not because God is too overpowering.
那是因为神摸着我们的心。
But because God grabs our hearts.
他靠近忧伤的灵。
He is close to the brokenhearted.
他听弱者的心声。
He listens to the vulnerable.
他不轻易责备，他也体谅你。
He does not rebuke easily, and he does not, I'm sorry.
体谅。
He does, and he empathizes with you.
压伤的芦苇，他不折断。江残的灯火，他不吹灭。
He does not break the weeds, and he does not puff out the blaze.
这个神对我们的态度，就好像这位老父亲对我们对他的浪子对他的小儿子一样。
The attitude God has toward us is just like the father's attitude toward his sons.
他早就一直等在家门口，望着那个回家的路。
He has been all along waiting at the door, looking at a distance toward that road.
等待浪子回到他的身边。
Waiting for the prodigal son to return home.
他想知道你这个日子过得怎么样。
He wants to know how you have been.
你好不好？
Are you doing well?
你穿得暖吗？穿得够暖吗？你吃的东西够饱吗？
Do you have enough clothes to keep you warm? Do you have enough food to keep you fed?
你的心里还是那么难过吗？
Are you still struggling in your heart?
他知道你需要心灵被温暖。
He knows that you need warmth in your heart.
你也需要倾诉，你也需要聆听。
And you also need to listen, and you need to pour out yourself to him.
他知道你的心灵里面还有很多的受伤，还有很多的心结并没有化解。
He knows you have a lot of knots and a lot of hurt in your heart that needs to be resolved.
这就是耶和华的心，你摸着了吗？
That is the heart of the Lord. Have you grasped it?
我们的心不要站在神的面前那么的硬。我们在神的面前不要那么紧张。
Let us not have a hardened heart before God. Let us not be so fearful before Him.
他不是个严酷的法官。
He is not a harsh judge.
他一直等着你来要施怜悯来蒙恩惠。
He has been waiting for you to give you mercy and grace.
你有什么难处吗？
Do you have difficulties?
你有什么东西不能告诉别人的吗？
Do you have things that you can't tell others?
你大胆地来到神的面前来向他求。
You come boldly before God to plead with him.
耶稣基督说，你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头的呢？
Jesus Christ said, which of you, when your son asks for bread, but you give him a stone?
求鱼反给他蛇的呢？
He asked for a fish, but you give him a snake.
你们尚且不好都知道拿好东西给你的儿女，何况在天上的父不把更好的东西给他的儿女吗？
Though you are evil, yet you know to give good gifts to your children. How much more the Father will give to those who ask him?
或者是你的心里孤单，或者是心里无聊寂寞。
Or maybe you're lonely, you're bored.
你也觉得好像是没有人能够知道你，没有人能够明白你。
As ifYou're feeling as if no one understands you, no one knows you.
神告诉你，他是你最好的知心的朋友。
But God says He is your best friend.
你心里的一切东西他都知道。
He knows everything in your heart.
他理解你，他同情你，他体谅你。
He understands you. He empathizes with you.
他可以医治你的心灵。
He can heal your heart.
这是耶和华的心。
That is the heart of the Lord.
愿上帝赐福给大家。
May God bless all of you.
我们一起来做个结束的祷告。
Let us pray.
他的天父阿爸爱我们主，感谢和赞美你。
Abba Father, we thank you and we praise you.
你让我们在你的话语当中能够来认识你。
You allow us to know you through your word.
什么是耶和华的心？
What is the heart of the Lord?
他就像一个老父亲一样，对一直流浪在外的浪子都保持着一直的忍耐。
Like a father of the prodigal son, you have always been patient waiting.
等候你回到他的怀抱。
Waiting for us to return to you.
他对你怀有祝福。
There is blessing.
怀有爱。
There is love.
怀有原谅。
There is forgiveness.
他不是一个法官。
He is not a judge.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
你给我们有这样的一个看法。
You allow us this insight.
认识。
To know.
帮助我们，让我们的心能够在你面前开放。
Help us so that we may open our hearts towards you.
当我们的心开放的时候，主啊，我就可以认识你。
Lord, when we open our hearts, we can know you.
求你祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
Lord, bless every one of us here.
每一位儿女。
Every child.
让我们能够明白 你是如此的怀着我们这样的一个美好的心。
Make us understand you have such a heart for us.
祷告祈求这奉主耶稣名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
愿上帝祝福大家。
May God bless us all.
谢谢。